Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Once Upon a Crescent. Thank you for joining me for season 6. I was, just charging up my imagination here. It's the most important part of this podcast. I tell the stories, you imagine them, and we both learn a thing or two about our deen. Okay, let's get started.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Today's story is called Just in Time for Ramadan.
Zakaria rolled his monster trucks across the table, watching them zoom and crash to the ground. He picked them up one by one to do it again on the breakfast table while his grandmother Ammu made breakfast. Zakaria's aunt was also over at his house, preparing his sister's breakfast. His aunt called his sister. Khadija, come to the breakfast table. I have your roti, anda, and khima on your plate here.
Coming, Gogigo,
Khadija called to her aunt. Zakaria peeked into his older sister's plate, wide-eyed.
Ammu, is mine ready? Can you feed me, Ammu? Mama always feeds me when I play with my cars.
Ammu smiled as she walked over with Zakaria's food.
Yes, of course I will feed you, Zaku. Come, let's read our dua before eating, and we will get our energy for the day.
Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah.
Ammu recited sweetly. Khadija ate quietly next to her aunt, watching her little brother be fed by her grandmother. She inched closer to her aunt, who she called Gogigo.
Gogigo, you kind of look like Mama to me.
Khadija's aunt smiled.
I'm sure your Mama and I are both sisters after all.
Ammu fed Zakaria a bite of egg and bread and added,
Both sisters would play together all day long, you know, Kaju. Inshallah, you and your new sibling will have that kind of fun too.
With me too, Ammu, right?
Zakaria quickly asked.
Of course, with you too. You will be the best big brother in the whole world. And Khadija, you will be the best big sister in the whole world too, inshallah.
Ammu came to Khadija's side to give her a hug. Khadija didn't let go of her grandmother.
Ammu, will Mama and Baba be back from the hospital today? Was the baby born already? Will our new baby come home today?
Ammu held Khadija in a hug and answered patiently,
No, beta, baby has not been born yet. These things take some time. But don't worry, Ammu and Gogigo are here to play whatever you want. We will play all day, inshallah.
Zakaria smashed his monster trucks together in excitement.
Yay! Let's play with more monster trucks and cars, Ammu.
Khadija looked to her aunt.
Can we paint together? I have so many paint colors and brushes, Gogigo. I can share them with you.
Khadija's aunt seemed excited.
Oh, painting is so fun. Khadija, do you know about primary and secondary colors? Have they taught you that in school yet?
Khadija giggled.
Yes, I'm going to be a first grader soon, you know. We learned about that already.
The morning was filled with playtime for Zakaria and Khadija as they spent their time with their grandmother and aunt. Zakaria chased his monster trucks in the kitchen, running behind them quickly. Zakaria was much quicker than Ammu. Ammu did her best to keep up with her speedy grandson. Zakaria bent down to pick up his toy, and he spotted something small crawling behind the trash can. Zakaria let out a scream.
Ammu, Ammu, look, there's a huge spider.
Zakaria was startled as he ran to his aunt, holding her shirt tightly, not wanting to let go of her side.
It's okay, Zaku. We'll take it to the bushes outside where it belongs. Don't worry. Amu is an expert at this. Bugs, spiders, any kind of insects don't bother her at all. When your mama and I would play together, Amu would come to the rescue anytime there were bugs. Don't worry, she got this. The kids watched as Amu ripped a paper towel and held it to the ground for the spider to crawl on. Once it was situated on top of the paper towel, Amu walked over to the front door and carefully opened the door with one hand. She exited and bent down. She shook the spider off of the paper towel near the bushes.
All done, beta. Come on, let's go back to your monster trucks.
Amu noticed Zakaria's face. He did not seem to like that idea at all. He shook his head no and went to Amu for a hug.
Oh no, what's wrong, beta?
She asked quietly.
Are you upset about the spider?
Amu wondered while picking up Zakaria into her lap. Zakaria shook his head no again.
I want to talk to Mama. Can we go to Mama? Amu, can we go now?
Zakaria's aunt interrupted. Hey, Zaku, why don't you find my phone? Let's video call your Baba. Let's see if he's free. Zakaria loved that idea. He sprang up from Amu's lap and ran off to find his aunt's phone. Khadija went back to painting and mixing colors.
Gogiko, here, I found it!
Zakaria exclaimed with a smile. Oh, wait, your Baba just called us. But we missed his call. He sent a voice message.
Khadija, come, let's listen to Baba's messages.
He sent so many. Okay, maybe he's missing you guys. Khadija dropped her paintbrushes and rushed to her aunt's side.
Assalamu alaikum. Hey, I just called to talk to the kids. I hope they're having fun with you all. Khadija, Zakaria, nothing's happened yet. Baby has not been born yet. We're just waiting. Mama had her checkup and she's doing good. I'm getting some ice from Mama and was just walking down the hall of the hospital. I had a few minutes, so I thought I'd call you guys to video chat, but maybe you're having too much fun.
Oh, excuse me, are you the dad from room 202? Okay, so they're actually calling you back right now.
Oh, okay, I'm coming. Is it time? Oh, wow, I think it might be time for a baby to be born. Khadija, Zakaria, make dua, you guys. This is so exciting. Okay, we'll talk later.
Khadija was wide-eyed, staring at her aunt.
Gogiko, click on the next voice message.
Wait, your Baba said to make dua. Let's make a quick dua for Mama and the new baby. Amu was already raising her hands in dua, reciting quietly. Khadija looked to her grandmother and her aunt, feeling a little lost.
Amu, what dua is there to make for your Mama? I didn't learn anything like that yet.
Amu took Khadija's little hands and held them open and high.
Okay, you can repeat this after me, beta. I'll teach you one.
Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira.
This means, O Allah, have mercy on my parents as they had mercy on me when I was young.
Zakaria was bouncing up and down near his aunt's phone, eager to listen to Baba's next message. Okay, you too, Zaku. Let's say it together.
Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira.
It's a short one. I think you guys can learn it. The kids practiced this dua two more times before clicking on Baba's next voice message.
Just try to call again. We have a beautiful surprise for you all. You guys video call us when you hear this message.
Zakaria and Khadija jumped up in excitement.
The baby is here! I heard a baby, Amu. Did you hear the baby?
Amu had happy tears in her eyes as she let out a quiet,
Alhamdulillah.
Their aunt repeated the same,
Alhamdulillah.
The kids gathered around the phone as their aunt video called their Baba. Baba picked up immediately and turned the phone to show a beautiful baby wrapped in a pink and white blanket. Khadija jumped and stomped in excitement.
It's a girl! We have a new baby sister, Zakaria! Look at her! She looks like a little doll!
Zakaria grabbed his aunt's phone to his face. He kissed the screen, wanting to show some love to his new baby sister.
Zaku, you hung up the phone with your little kissy, she said, laughing.
Khadija giggled at her little brother's excitement. She waited patiently as her aunt called back again. This time, Mama picked up the call and waved to the kids.
Assalamu alaikum, Kaju and Zaku. Here is your early Eid gift from Allah. We have a new family member, baby Zainab, just in time to join us for Ramadan. Alhamdulillah.
The kids both took turns talking to Mama and Baba, while their aunt helped the kids with their socks and shoes.
Okay, chalo, let's go visit Mama and Baba,
Amu said with so much happiness in her voice. Jazakallah khair for listening to this story. This story was sponsored by Sister Hajra, who just had her baby Zainab. This story is dedicated to her kids, Khadija, Zakaria, and Zainab. Ramadan Mubarak to you all. I hope you use this episode to learn a new dua for your parents. You can recite this dua in Ramadan. That dua is Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira, which means, O Allah, have mercy on my parents as they had mercy on me when I was younger. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum.